RIT confirms transgender runner Sadie Schreiner will not compete after Trump's executive order. By Warner Todd Houston on February 13, 2025. Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, has confirmed that controversial transgender runner Sadie Schreiner will no longer be competing for the school on the heels of President Donald Trump's order banning trans athletes from women's sports and the NCAA's rules changes to reflect the president's rules. "We continue to follow the NCAA participation policy for transgender student-athletes following the Trump administration's executive order. Sadie is not participating in the next meet," a school spokesperson said, according to Fox News. Schreiner has been officially removed from the school's team, the school confirmed. The runner has often courted controversy by jumping to social media to celebrate his wins over biological females. The NCAA officially changed its rules to exclude transgender athletes from playing in women's sports last week after the president's executive order changing federal Title IX rules. NCAA President Charlie Baker, who had previously stonewalled efforts to rewrite the governing body's rules on trans athletes and refused to meet with Save Women's Sports advocates such as former Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines, said the executive order provided clear national standard that the association's board of governors would embrace. The NCAA is an organization made up of 1,100 colleges and universities in all 50 states that collectively enroll more than 530,000 student athletes, the statement said. "We strongly believe that clear, consistent, and uniform eligibility standards would best serve today's student athletes instead of a patchwork of conflicting state laws and court decisions. To that end, President Trump's order provides a clear, national standard." The NCAA Board of Governors is reviewing the executive order and will take necessary steps to align NCAA policy in the coming days, subject to further guidance from the administration. The association will continue to help foster welcoming environments on campuses for all student athletes. "We stand ready to assist schools as they look for ways to support any student athletes affected by changes in the policy." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.